Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Well, we got a lot of news to get into here today on the show. A lot of it in WWE land. Unfortunately or fortunately, depending what you think of WWE. We got the overnight ratings for the SmackDown on Fox show. The lowest number SmackDown has done since moving to Fox. Although still doing fine in the demos, but not a great number for SmackDown. This is coming on the heels of all of the different announcements they have made for the Survivor Series. We have got a Survivor Series lineup for you here. We have got a Starrcade lineup for you, of which 1 hour will be airing on the WWE Network. We have a lineup for Raw. We have a lineup for SmackDown. And we have a lineup thus far for the AEW show on Wednesday, which is featuring what some people would say is a dream match of Nick Jackson squaring off against Phoenix. We could talk about all of that here today. Also, we got some notes on another WWE star who has requested his release from WWE and so much more. If you'd like to contact us here today, we're going to try something different here today, so listen carefully. Text messages, as always, to 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. You can email me, Brian, at WrestlingObserver.com, and you can send me a tweet at Brian Alvarez. I am going to open up the phone lines here today, but listen carefully, everybody. First-time callers only. You may only call today if you have never called into Wrestling Observer Live before. I will be easy on you. First-time callers only. To 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That means no Ryan, no Jaime, no Jim in Virginia. First-time callers only. 1-800-878-7529. Back in a moment to kick it off, Wrestling Observer Live.
Paid less for a Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, you heard that right, everybody. If you want to join the show here today, text 425-780-7566. But if you want to call, you may only do so if you are a first-time caller. Never called this show before. 1-800-878-7529, 1-800-878-PLAY. Full numbers are on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Only first-time callers here today on the program. So let's see how this goes. All right, a couple of things here. Overnight ratings in for SmackDown on Fox. Show average 2.35 million viewers. First hour average 2.445 million. Show dropped to 2.255 million. For hour two. Viewership down 10% from last week. The lowest number SmackDown has done on Fox since moving to the channel. In the 18 to 49 demo, and by the way, the expectations by Fox were that SmackDown was going to average a 1.0. That means some weeks above, some weeks below, but average a 1.0. Well, we're well below that already. Averaged a 0.7 rating, tied the October 18 episode for the lowest Fox number. 18 or 35, a 0.4 lowest number in that demo on Fox. Demo numbers down 18 and 33% respectively from last week. SmackDown finished behind every show on the major networks except for ABC's Fresh Off the Boat, which did 2.335 million viewers. We don't have quarters yet, but it'll be interesting. We do know the hourly numbers. The first hour did 2.445, second hour 2.255, so it did drop in the second hour. But we don't have the quarters to find out how badly this or that dropped. And obviously, the one I want to know about is that Baron Corbin segment that opened up the show, where he trotted out a puppy dog mascot that barked Roman Reigns music. I shut off the show when I saw that. I watched the rest of the show the next day. I can't imagine how many people might have shut off at that period and not come back. But I guess we'll find out on Monday. Who knows? Maybe it went up. I don't know. But those are the numbers for SmackDown. Did you see this show, Mike?
I saw the Hulu version of the show, yes.
Well, that's the whole show.
Well, here's what people were saying on the Twitter machine, which I know you love so much, and I don't know if this was taking place in the forum or not, but, well, Brian, what did you say about Bernard the Business Bear when Cody had him on Ring of Honor? What about that, huh?
Dude, first off, I haven't seen Bernard the Business Bear on one episode of AEW. That's number one. And number two, let me tell you something. There is a way to do the mascot gimmick and make it work. Baron Corbin coming out at the beginning of the show and mocking Roman Reigns and having this dog mascot barking Roman Reigns' theme song, and Roman Reigns is nowhere to be found, and he comes out. I mean, this is death television. Do you understand? It's death television. And I already know what's going to happen. Maybe this coming Friday, I would guess probably this coming Friday, but I guess we'll see at some point soon. Mascot's going to be out there. The mascot's going to take the head off. It's Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns spears King Corbin. Everybody cheers. WWE says, oh my God, look at how over it is. Look at how well it worked. Everybody was mad for turning off the tell. I can see already where this is going. Never mind the fact that top babyface Roman Reigns needs to hide in a costume in order to attack Baron Corbin. There's 1,000 things wrong with it, but I know that's where they're going. And, you know, I shouldn't say I know that's where they're going. Like, that should be where they're going if they're going to do this. I mean, maybe they'll just drop the mascot, or maybe the mascot, maybe it's like WCW, the mascot will take its head off and it's Baron Corbin. I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, there's a lot of stupid things they can do, but I hated it. I don't want to see it again. I heard a lot of people who aren't idiots on Twitter telling me they shut the show off during it, so I'm not the only one. We'll see how it does.
Who was Bernard the Business Bear? How did that work out? Who was he feuding with at the time? I don't even remember that. It didn't go down in the annals of wrestling history, say, like Dusty Rhodes' gorilla being Dick Slater or Jim Duggan attacking the Junkyard Dog and causing him to lose the Mid-South tag team titles when he did it to him dressed as a gorilla. I can't even remember what happened with Bernard. Was it Flash or Flash Gordon? Was it Flip Gordon?
Are you talking about in Ring of Honor? I don't even remember how they paid it off. I don't even remember.
Yeah, either do I. So you see how these things are not as memorable maybe as they once were, and maybe we shouldn't do it, although I'm not as down on it as some people. I'm more down on the fact that Baron Corbin and Roman Reigns are feuding again in something that I just don't want to see, even though I do, again, I do like Baron Corbin. It's just they keep putting him in these roles that I just absolutely cannot stand him in feuds that I absolutely cannot stand him in, but it was the fact that WWE can't do a joke and not beat it to death. So with the dog and the constant squeal barking and all that stuff, that's what really made it kind of ice the cake. It's not the fact that they're doing the mascot gimmick. It's look at what Baron Corbin is dressed as. Like, is that the worst thing on this show? Actually, it's not the worst thing on this show, believe it or not. That's how bad it can be sometimes. But I don't see why to beat it to death and beat it to death and beat it to death, they just cannot sometimes leave well enough alone and just kind of let it go. Let a bad idea go. Don't keep doubling and tripling down on it and making it even more annoying.
This person says, hey, can we talk about how the babyface War Games team made the save for the heel captain? Don't even get me started.
Incestuous thing that they're... Let me tell you something. And I know people, your old man yelling at the cloud and everything, but like, there was, like, during Christmas time, Crockett Promotions would close down. So for 2 weeks, they didn't tape TV. They taped 2 weeks of TV that would take them through Christmas and through the end of the year, through the first of the year. And they would have to manipulate shows in different territories that were getting the show at different times. They had to manipulate house shows. They had to manipulate TV. They had to match all of these things up. And it was like a big chess game, a big Jenga game that the booker would use. Now we have three shows that should work really in concert with each other. You have one guy running everything. Everything you would think could be very easily done, but everything is so slapdash and so confused and such a mess up there that something that should really be pretty simple logic-wise gets messed up where nobody knows what the hell is going on. Everybody's saving everybody, feuding with everybody, a babyface or a heel. It's insanity what's going on there.
Hey, listen, I don't want to sit here and say I told you so, but that show where NXT invaded SmackDown and Adam Cole faced Daniel Bryan, that show was awesome. okay? But that weekend, I told you that if you were excited about this, that something you needed to think about was, that means that Vince is going to get his hands on everybody that comes up from NXT during this feud. And that's exactly what happened. He got his hands on all of them. Look, if you are an NXT star, whether it's NXT, NXT UK, or whatever, you were beaten and or squashed on Raw. You were beaten and or squashed on SmackDown. Like, they have worked so hard to try to figure out all these storylines for NXT. And then, yes, they just bring random women up to the main roster. And as this person noted, you had baby faces making the save for the team captain of the other team in War Games. That's what happens when Vince gets his hands on these guys. Now, without cheating, everybody, okay? Without cheating, before we go to the break, I want you to think really hard, and I want you to tell me what and who are in the 5-on-5-on-5 Women's Survivor Series Elimination Match, what and who are in the 5-on-5-on-5 Men's Survivor Series Elimination Match. I want you to tell me who is in those matches, okay? That's your quiz to think about as we go to break. Do not cheat. I want to know who can do this off the top of their head. And by the way, if you're able to do that, I also want to know who's in the triple threat match for the women and who's in the triple threat tag team match, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, okay? I want to know who can do that. When we come back from the break, I'm just going to tell you. So I'll let you sit there and think about it for a while, and I'll reveal the results when we come back. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person says, can Ryan call in as Pablo from Puerto Rico? No. First time callers only today. Nobody calls.
No Ron Mexico's. No.
I got plenty of news. I got plenty of text messages. But if you've never called before, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I'm going to reveal the results of this Survivor Series quiz here in a moment.
Wait a second. Now, I will say this. I think if somebody can disguise themselves and come up with a new name, and if they were formerly a crappy caller that all of a sudden became a great one, I would be fine with
it. No. They can just call on a normal day and change their voice and their name and be better. But
no,
not
then
today.
They're a gimmick.
This is first time only. Let's go to Tony in Philly. First time on the show, Tony. What's going on?
Brian, Mike, this is my first time on the show.
Oh, yeah? What's up?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. If WWE and NXT are doing these war games and these Survivor Series shows back-to-back, and they don't respect the storylines based upon who's on the Survivor Series and war games teams, why should we care?
Well, Tony, excellent call. I want to thank you very much. Call back anytime. Someone that knows what they're doing. The answer is, you want my answer or you want their answer? Their answer is you should just care because you're a fan.
Yes.
Okay? But, like, the actual answer is, of course you shouldn't care. I mean, they can't keep their... I'm going to give you the results here in a minute, but just let me give you another piece of news here, okay? So, tomorrow is Raw. Here's something to think about in terms of why should we care. WWE has made a few announcements for Raw's go-home show for Survivor Series. Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch and Charlotte will team together on Monday night, though WWE has yet to reveal their opponents. Asuka versus Natalya has been confirmed for the show. So, I don't want to go back in time, but I must. So they did a match where Charlotte Flair and Natalya teamed up, and they beat the Kabuki Warriors when Natalya submitted Asuka. This led to a match where Charlotte and Becky got a championship match against the Kabuki Warriors, even though neither of them beat Asuka. They were defeated when Asuka pinned Becky after interference from Shayna, which Becky then blew off to go after Shayna. So, like, it meant nothing. Which, by the way, is leading to a Becky and Charlotte versus Kabuki Warriors championship match at TLC, even though they lost the championship match on Raw. So now, as a result of pinning one half of the tag team champions in a tag team match, Natalya is getting a singles match with Asuka with nothing on the line. What? That's your follow-up? So, to answer the question from Tony and Philly, why should we care? Well, you shouldn't. There's no reason to care. Like, if you care, you end up like me, and you get really angry, and you flip off the show and tweet it, and you don't ever want to watch it again, but you're forced to because it's your job. That's what happens if you try to care about this show. What you need to do is not care. Just accept. I can't even say that. Like, I don't understand how these WWE hardcores on Twitter, they get mad at me, and I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Do you just watch it and not think? Do you have a defective brain where, like, you're unable to think? How do you watch this show and not get upset about it? Do you just accept that nothing matters? I do not understand. I just don't get it.
Maybe people look at it as one big, long, three-hour sitcom or two-hour sitcom.
Do they sit there and go, it's supposed to suck, so when it sucks, I'm happy? What happens?
Maybe just nothing really, you know, some things on shows don't matter from week to week, and it's just a new adventure each time out, and maybe people just chuck their brains, and that's what it is. It's something to have on in the background, something to watch, something to like a live PD or something where... Or judge shows, you know, where it's just mindless entertainment and people don't think about it. And it's like, yeah, what are you getting so upset about? Maybe that's what they're down to as far as a base. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, let me answer my quiz for everybody. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay. Good luck, everybody. All right. So this is we're a week away. Survivor Series is next Sunday. So it's not like we've got 3 weeks to build it up. We're 1 week away, all right? There is a 5-on-5-on-5 Women's Survivor Series elimination match. Team Raw versus Team SmackDown versus Team NXT. On Team SmackDown, we have Sasha Banks, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, who was just added for no reason after coming off a loss at Crown Jewel. And there is a fifth person to be announced. Now, they advertised that on SmackDown, Nikki Cross was going to face Bayley. If Nikki won, she was added to the team. If she lost, neither of them were on the team because Bayley has another match. So after advertising that, they started Nikki versus Bayley. There was a run-in. So the match never even really took place. It broke down into an 8-person tag, and Nikki Cross pinned Dakota Kai to win the match. However, that did not get her on the Survivor Series team, so it is still an open slot. What? Okay. That's Team SmackDown. Team Raw, for this 5-on-5-on-5 Women's Survivor Series elimination match next week, 7 days from now, Team Raw is TBA, 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 and TBA.
No X?
No one has been announced, okay? Team NXT, for the 5-on-5-on-5 Women's Survivor Series elimination match in 7 days is TBA, 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 and TBA. So in a match with 15 women, we know 4 names 7 days out. Okay. For the 5-on-5-on-5 Men's Survivor Series elimination match, we have got Team Raw, which is Seth Rollins, a babyface, Drew McIntyre, a heel, Kevin Owens, a babyface, Ricochet, a babyface, and Randy Orton, who is, I guess, I don't even know what he is. I think he's a babyface after Raw on Monday, but I'm not sure. They are facing Team SmackDown of Roman Reigns, a babyface, Mustafa Ali, a babyface, Braun Strowman, a babyface, King Corbin, a heel, and Shorty G, a babyface. They will face Team NXT, which consists of TBA, 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 and TBA. We don't have a team. We are 7 days away. You got all that, everybody? Can anybody figure out who's on the War Games team for the War Games show the night before? Do you know this, Mike?
I don't. Okay. Wait, on NXT, we got Dijak, we got Lee. Off the top of my head, though, I can't pick them all.
We got the Undisputed Era, all 4 of them. Well, they will be facing Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, Dominic Dijakovic, and TBD, who is working so many matches this weekend, I can't even count how many matches TBD is working this weekend.
Let Vacant and X get some work, damn it.
And then for the women's war game, we have Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Tegan Knox, and Mia Yim versus Shayna Baszler, Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kaylee Ray. And yes, we had babyfaces and heels on those teams working together on SmackDown against babyfaces and heels from the SmackDown roster, who during the match sometimes were babyfaces and sometimes were heels. I'm watching Nitro, okay? It's not Russo bad. We're not there yet, okay? But post-Russo, late 2000 WCW, 5 months away from the company going out of business, this WWE booking is significantly worse than that. And that booking was no good.
Is it Bill Banks better or worse than Bill Banks?
Mike.
The Bill Banks era.
God, this coming weekend. I am just lost.
Did they not build to SummerSlam and Hell in the Cell? I know, like, two out of the last four pay-per-views, they've done a horrible job where they didn't have matches, like, leading in. And I can't remember with so many shows, with Crown Jewel, was it SummerSlam? Was it Hell in the Cell? Exactly what they didn't. But they've had issues with this.
Dude, Hell in the Cell, they had, like, three matches announced or something the day before the show.
There you go. So, I mean, it's not like they, again, this is part of the whole, you know, sloppiness that we've been talking about. Now, unfortunately for you, as we push up to break here, where WWE is unfortunately going to end up winning the pony here on this, to steal a phrase from another show, is the fact that when you look at this lineup, you see the people who are going to be working together and the possibility of a crowd that is being able to be worked, that's going to be very rowdy and very loud, but if they can be taken in by these matches, Survivor Series, actually, without the build and without all of the things that you're supposed to want to buy it for and just the matches, actually may be pretty damn great.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
You all right?
Yeah, funny text, never mind. All right, so also for Raw tomorrow, we have got Rey Mysterio making an appearance. Seth Rollins versus Andrade, where if Andrade wins, he takes Seth Rollins' place, because it's not confusing enough, everybody. Let's make it more confusing. And the Viking Raiders defend their belts against Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins, and I am not making that up. They have not won a match on Raw since April. April was the last time they won a match on Raw. They're getting a championship match.
Andrade beats Seth Rollins, that means Seth's off of another team the same way he was taken off. Like, basically, what I'm saying is, because he was knocked off the Crown Jewel team because he had to face The Fiend in Saudi Arabia, just stop putting Seth Rollins on teams. Just leave him off your team. If you're picking,
he may win.
Make sure he's the last pick.
He may win. Six-man tag has been announced for SmackDown Survivor Series go-home show. Roman Reigns, Mustafa Ali, and Shorty G will face King Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode on Friday at a match where their Survivor Series spots were on the line. Yes, we did have that last night, or Friday night. All these spots on the line, it's like, you know the thing that's most infuriating? Well, I mean, it's all infuriating, but there's nothing on the line. No. Nothing.
Nothing.
It doesn't matter who wins. The winners don't get a premium spot in the Royal Rumble. The winners don't all get a championship match of their choice. There's nothing. There's literally nothing on the line. And you know what's even more astounding? The only thing that they have announced, why is this Survivor Series taking place? Well, they said because of brand supremacy at a time when we don't even have GMs. So, who cares who wins? And if it doesn't matter who wins, if there are zero stakes, if it doesn't matter to the wrestlers, and if there are no GMs for whom it should matter, then what the hell difference does it make who's on whose team? Why are we doing matches where people could get replaced and different people could be put in? What difference does it make? The wrestlers don't seem to care what brand they're on. Unless it's Brock and he wants to get off one brand onto another brand. And he's not even on one of these brand supremacy matches. I don't even understand. Anyway, I'm killing myself here.
You are. Calm down. Look, let's just
calm down. It's my job.
Let's just flash to the draft room. Maybe the executives from Fox and USA are still there, and we can find out if the Fox robot, what he thinks about this.
Well, you know, if they'd had a promo with the Fox robot, I wouldn't even be complaining right now.
Well, we still have a little bit of time left. Maybe we can get USA involved. Maybe we can get Fox
involved.
That ain't
going to happen.
We can have Hulu sponsor Survivor Series.
Maybe they can use the same footage from the USA Network again like they did last time on both shows. Sick of this. Hey, on Wednesday, we got Nick Jackson Phoenix. What?
Yeah,
this match is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, they're two of the best workers in the world.
Phoenix is for sure, and there's no offense to the
dude. Jackson, Nick Jackson is awesome. You know how many matches I've seen Nick Jackson work the whole match because Matt was doing a back injury gimmick?
Yeah, I saw those same matches. Yes, yeah. I've seen them.
He's great.
I'm not doing backflips about it though. I'd rather see Phoenix. And
I'll do a backflip right now.
Go ahead, do it.
There's not enough room in this office.
Oh,
that's going to be a great match.
It is though.
And Jon Moxley will face Darby Allin. Hopefully, nobody dies.
Now, I like that. That I like a lot. Now, hopefully nobody dies there either, but as far as those guys working off each other, you know, Darby Allin's just, you look at him and you go, look at his size and you go, he's if you see him for the first time, you go, what? You can't, you look at it, it's like, how can I take this guy seriously? And then it, whatever it is about him, he has got a natural charisma, and then he goes in there, and I know people talk, oh, Joey Janela works hard. Great. I know, Joey, everybody works hard. It's, you know, if you have some pride, you're going to be working hard. But how Darby Allin radiates, he's one of the guys on the smaller side that there's nobody who can take Ricky Morton's spot, and there are very few guys who have even come close to it. But Darby Allin's one of those guys where if he can follow along in that path, he's going to be around if his body can hold up for a long, long time and have people wrapped around his finger pretty much at all times.
And we have got the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal. Two finalists square off the following week for a diamond ring.
What in the world is it with the Rhodes family?
I figured this out.
What?
I figured this out. I think I figured this out. I don't know for sure. No one's told me anything, but so on the Full Gear show, absolutely at random, for seemingly no reason, but they rarely do anything for no reason, we just had a Kip Sabian promo with Penelope Ford, and she mentioned, why be bad when you can be super bad? Because in real life, Penelope Ford was with Joey Janela, and she left Joey Janela to go with Kip Sabian. And now that is also a storyline in AEW. So, what better finale for the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal than Kip Sabian and Joey Janela? And if Kip Sabian wins, he can give that diamond ring to Penelope Ford and ask her for her hand in marriage.
Geek.
What do you mean, all right, geek?
Whatever.
You got a better plan for a diamond ring? That's just a bunch of guys are going to wrestle and Luchasaurus is going to beat whoever and just get a diamond ring and then, I got a diamond ring and I'm a dinosaur.
MJF.
What's MJF going to do with a diamond ring?
Who the hell? I don't know. What's Joey Janela or Kip Sabian going to do? Go to the pawn shop and
no,
get
Kip
rid of
Sabian's going to give the diamond ring to Penelope Ford.
Oh, yeah.
And marry her.
That's a great idea. You see how it worked out for the last guy that was with her. Although I will say this, it was rather funny to see Joey Janela limp his ass to the back as they decided to play that promo during Full Gear as he was working his way out of the building. And I did notice that they never actually mentioned that. I had to go back and see it when somebody said something, but it did stick out that they never mentioned anything about that. They let that go. So maybe that was the subtle hint that you're referring to that may lead to them having that epic final for a diamond ring, which in the history and the annals of working for a diamond ring, this is certainly a little bit lower than Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes 35 years ago.
This person here says, I thought it was ridiculous. Oh, we already talked about this one here. He said in another one, Cody had the ring. Yes, he had the Ring of Honor. I can see him just liking that gimmick and wanting to give it to someone. Yeah. Well, you could do that, but there's a big difference here. It was called Ring of Honor, and there was a Ring of Honor.
Well,
this is All Elite Wrestling.
They're wrestling in a ring, right?
So what is he going to have? I don't even know how does a diamond ring play into All Elite Wrestling?
Well, here's how it does, because the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars is the same man who owns All Elite Wrestling, or at least a portion of his father's football team, and they may never get a ring in Jacksonville, so Duval, you could actually have a ring that's made to look like a Super Bowl ring, all blinged out, all flossy, all wonderful, and it will be the ring that gets passed around the wrestling building because they'll probably never get one down for the football team.
This person wants to know if anything's on the line in Phoenix and Nick Jackson. I don't know. It's a wrestling
Stars
television
from
show.
Dave Meltzer. How about that?
How about just like a good match?
Ratings.
If you take every match on every wrestling show, not every single solitary match has to have stakes.
Well,
not every
on.
Single match has to be
yes,
built
does.
Up as something.
Well, yes, in a way that it does in this era because ratings do matter. And on that show, when we were talking about quarters and things like that, look at how well NXT started off last week with Lio Rush and with Humberto Garza. That was awesome. I mean, that was absolutely awesome. So to have, you know, Phoenix and Nick Jackson, I'm not saying it's the exact same thing or they're copying. It's just, it's good, smart logic. And hey, it gives the other guys a night off and it gives them the ability to face each other the week after, which will ultimately lead at some point to another tag team match between the two. So I think it's a good idea no matter which way you cut it. But I think, you know, promoting matches like that, there is something that should matter there. If you're just going to not promote a match, you have
to promote the appearance. Well, you don't have to announce that if Nick wins, he gets a tag title match. It should be plainly obvious that if Nick Jackson beats one half, actually it's not one half of the tag team champions. No, nothing's on the line. They're just feuding. No, who
just
cares?
A great match for TV and to give their fans something where it's like, wow, we've never seen that match. We rarely see those guys solo. And Phoenix, and again, no offense to Nick Jackson, but Phoenix on his own is amazing. He really is amazing. And coming out of Lucha Underground, where Pentagon Jr. was so fantastic, and it's not to downplay him at all either, but it's amazing how amazing that Phoenix is.
This person's trying to tell me here that USA and Fox care about Raw and SmackDown. Triple H cares about NXT. All right, so as a viewer, why should I care about USA Network, Fox, and Triple H? What does it mean to me as a fan? Oh, I sure want Fox to be happy. That's what I'm supposed to think as a fan? Oh, man. I hope USA Network is not disappointed if their team loses. That's what I'm supposed to think as a fan? Because I ain't thinking that. Let me tell you.
Bryce, not a cuck to the corporations. He ain't chilling.
How long do you think ROH will go on before they lose more people? ROH has been losing people since 2002.
They're a sieve.
And you know who else has been losing people since 2002? Every other promotion on the planet.
Oh, here we go.
Except WWE now, who won't let anybody go, no matter what.
AEW's picking up people.
And you know what? At some point, AEW's going to lose people, too. It's just the way things go.
New Japan doesn't pick up people. They just keep everything at an even keel. Few in, few out.
Person says, I see Hunter having a stroke with Vince ruining his baby. Now he's just going to keep calm, cool, and collected. What do you want him to do? Pitch a fit?
That would
do well for him.
Yeah, he's got a good thing going. He's all right.
This person here says, you missed one thing on the Raw preview. Andrade is challenging Captain Seth Rollins for his spot in the Raw men's team.
Oh, man.
If he wins, does he become the captain? Why is WWE more worried about replacement matches rather than filling the TBD spots first? Well, first off, you're thinking way too hard.
Andrade screaming he's the captain now?
Like, I understand, like, yes. There is a Raw team captain, but what the hell difference does that make? Who cares who the captain is? What does a captain have to do with anything?
If the captain
gets beaten, is there like a penalty? No. If the captain is a sole survivor, does he get anything? No. Like, anybody could be the captain. Doesn't matter. It just, none of this matters. That's what's so infuriating about it. Nothing matters. This person here says, I watched WWE as background noise for a few years. And it stopped a few months ago. I only watch New Japan and AEW now. Feel pretty good. Anyway, who are your favorite active female and male wrestlers? I have a lot. Listen, I got a lot of favorite wrestlers in WWE. I just don't get to see them at their best. That's pretty frustrating. A lot of great wrestlers in AEW. I can't answer this question.
A lot of great wrestlers across the world.
Kenta New Japan.
Is a great wrestler. Okada is probably my most favorite all-around wrestler. Mako Satomura is fantastic. And there's people I like here for all sorts of different reasons. Look, I don't think that Lacey Evans is great in the ring or anything, but I think as far as her personality goes, her drive goes, she's somebody that I think is easy to get behind. There are a lot of people like that. I love pro wrestling. I love the people that are actually out there trying to perform for me. I just wish in some situations that they would stop being overproduced as much as they are and all of those things that tend to hamper these people, not letting them be themselves, not letting them do what they wanted to do, probably getting in the business anyway.
This guy says they changed the Universal title from red to blue. Yes, they did. And you know what?
What's that?
I know people are going to say, my God, Brian complains about everything, but you're right, I do. I wasn't furious, but I was like, this storyline that they're doing on Raw with the Kabuki Warriors and Charlotte and Natty, it's the stupidest, most nonsensical storyline. We're a week away from Survivor Series. We can't even get teams. But my God, is it important that the strap matches the brand. Like, that's one of their priorities. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SMART to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. As well, keep making people mad. It's my job.
Yeah, angry.
This person says, hey, have you checked out the promo that the Revival did on SmackDown? Did you catch the promo Dash and Dawson cut on Undisputed Era after SmackDown? If not, you got to watch it right after Observer Live. It's so worth it. A quintessential throwback promo. Nothing on the Dusty Flair level, but very heartfelt and passionate. Dave also praised it on Twitter. It's on YouTube.
Yeah. It's a good promo, but yeah,
dude,
it's on YouTube.
You know what?
On the show.
You could air this on a show that has 2.5 million viewers, or you could put it on YouTube, where it currently has 56,000 viewers, which is less than a lot of the videos of this show that get put up on YouTube get.
Come on, India.
Maybe, if your guys cut great promos, this stuff should be on the actual show instead of putting stuff like a barking mascot dog on the show.
Ah, get out of here.
No.
The only thing we're bringing
this is
back
ridiculous.
From the past. No, that's like sensible booking, logical things. We're not bringing that back. We're bringing back things like mascots from the olden days. That's what's really going to matter here. And also burying people that work for our own company but aren't on the show that we want, like they always do with the UWF and the Crockett's and with the WWF and WCW and now with NXT facing off against Raw and SmackDown. Just Yeah, we're going to bring that back instead. That makes more sense.
Let's talk some positives, this person says. Did you see the Revival promo over the weekend on YouTube? No one did. It was on YouTube. It's got 56,000 viewers. I'm sure the promo is great, but it's another huge problem. I'm out of here, everybody. I've had enough. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.